The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Soft inner layer surrounding brain may be MS target, study finds. In multiple sclerosis, disease-causing immune T-cells enter the brain and spinal cord through the protective soft membranes covering them, called leptomeninges, a new study shows. The findings suggest that patients with MS could benefit from immunomodulatory therapies that target the leptomeninges, the researchers wrote, noting these surrounding membranes were highly inflamed and showed structural changes in both acute and chronic disease. The study, Distinct Roles of the Meningeal Layers in CNS Autoimmunity, was published in Nature Neuroscience. MS is caused by inflammation and abnormal immune reactions against myelin, the protective sheath around nerve fibers, in the central nervous system, or CNS. The CNS is comprised of the brain and spinal cord. T-cells play a central role in initiating and driving these abnormal immune responses and inflammation in MS. Under normal circumstances, circulating T-cells do not enter into the CNS itself due to a highly selective membrane called the blood-brain barrier. However, they are regularly found in the meninges, the protective membranes surrounding the CNS, like guards patrolling the border of a high-security installation. Investigating the brain's protective layers. The meninges, which help protect the delicate nervous tissue from trauma injury, can be broadly divided into two layers, a soft inner layer called the leptomeninges, and a harder outer layer called the dura. Immunologically speaking, the outer dura has long been thought of as more immune-friendly, as it contains blood vessels with small openings or windows that allow cells and molecules to flow more freely. Immune cells should therefore be able to migrate through the windowed blood vessels without any problems. Arianna Marlini, Ph.D., the study's first author, from the Institute of Neuroimmunology and Multiple Sclerosis Research at the University Medical Center Groton in Germany, said in a university press release. This layer also contains lymphatic vessels, a special vascular system that collects and circulates excess fluid and waste products in the body. It is used by immune cells as pathways or roads to get from tissues to their natural home, the lymph nodes. The immune cells that have migrated into the dura can also circulate back into the lymph nodes via the lymphatic vessels after they have completed their control rounds, Merlini said. In turn, blood vessels in the leptomeninges are tightly closed and lymphatic vessels are absent from this inner layer. As such, it has long been supposed that the dura probably serves as a hub for inflammatory T-cells that infiltrate the CNS in multiple sclerosis and other autoimmune diseases. To learn more, UMG scientists, along with colleagues in Germany and Finland, conducted a battery of analyses in mouse and rat models of MS, as well as in brain tissue from deceased MS patients. Their goal was to understand how T-cells move from the meninges into the CNS. Unexpectedly, in both rodent models and MS patients, the researchers found that T-cell activity in the dura remained virtually unchanged. By contrast, in the soft inner leptomeninges, there was a dramatic increase in inflammatory T-cells that could then enter the CNS. In the case of disease, the soft meninges and the adjacent brain tissue are primarily affected by the autoimmune inflammation, said Alexander Flugel, M.D., the chief's co-senior author and director of the IMSF. Therapeutic efforts to curb autoimmune inflammation should therefore be particularly directed at the soft meninges and brain tissue. The hard meninges and their lymphatic vessels, on the other hand, should not be considered a priority target, Flugel said. Surprising results found. The researchers also identified two mechanisms that explain these surprising results. First, while blood vessels in the dura were more permeable, allowing for greater movement of cells through them, vessels in the leptomeninges exhibited substantially higher levels of adhesion molecules in settings of CNS inflammation. As the name implies, adhesion molecules help T cells stick to the vessels, so they stop rolling along through the bloodstream and can instead crawl in to invade the tissue. The behavior of the disease-causing T cells in the blood vessels of the different brain layers shows very clearly that the permeability of the blood vessel is not decisive for the attachment and migration of T cells, said Francesca Odoardi, MD, a professor at UMG and co-senior author of the study. The decisive factor is rather the presence of suitable adhesion molecules with which T cells can attach to the vessel wall, Odoardi said. The second identified mechanism involved differences in the activity of antigen-presenting cells, or APCs, between the two layers. APCs, as their label suggests, present antigens, or fragments of molecules, that can promote immune responses to immune cells such as T cells. This process activates T cells against that specific antigen, which in MS are self-antigens related to myelin, releasing pro-inflammatory molecules to sound the alarm. The researchers demonstrated that APCs in the leptomeninges had more access to CNS self-antigens, and therefore were more able to activate inflammatory T cells in the autoimmunity models. By contrast, APCs in the dura had little T cell activating capability. The distribution of brain proteins is thus strictly limited to the brain and the immediately adjacent meninges, at least in the healthy state, Odoardi said. The soft meninges obviously serve as a kind of filter that limits the transmission of released brain proteins to the outer dura, meaning that APCs in this layer do not have access to proteins of the brain tissue, Odoardi added. Our study shows the distinct participation of the different meningeal layers in CNS autoimmunity, with the dura playing a rather passive role in both acute and chronic autoimmune disease, in contrast to the leptomeninges, the researchers wrote. Further studies, focused on providing a more detailed characterization of the immune landscape of the human dura, are needed to further expand knowledge on the meninges' differential contribution to human disease, the team added. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on September 12, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Chairborne, a column by Benjamin Hoffmeister, published on September 8, 2022. My stubbornness has helped and hindered me in life with MS. There's a slight chance I might be stubborn. I don't really see it, but my wife, parents, siblings, relatives, friends, and former teammates all seem to think so. I personally think they're mistaking my drive and strong willpower for stubbornness, but I suppose I respect their opinions enough to give them their due. All joking aside, I probably am a little stubborn, though I think it's completely subjective. If, from my perspective, it benefits me, I refer to it as being strong-willed. But if it doesn't help, I'll say I'm being stubborn. No matter what we choose to call it, that part of my personality played a large part in the events and achievements in my life. Sometimes it helped, sometimes it hindered, and sometimes it did a bit of both. For example, I have never liked heights. I like them even less now that multiple sclerosis has taken away most of my sense of balance. But I was always afraid of high places. Despite this, right after Army basic training, I went to airborne school and parachuted for nearly 20 years. I never enjoyed it, but I managed to stubborn my way through anyway, because it was the gateway to other things I wanted to do, including the Ranger Indoctrination Program, Ranger School where I stubbornly recycled twice, Special Forces Assessment and Selection, and the Special Forces Qualification Course. Actually, stubborning my way through sort of sums up my experience in the military. Most guys who spend two decades in special operations look like action figures. I do not. I am not now, nor have I ever been athletic, lean, or tall. What I am is strong-willed and determined. I relied more on that strong mental attitude and less on physical strength to overcome any hurdles in my way. But my stubbornness also took its toll. That same drive was responsible for my ignoring injuries and illnesses until I couldn't anymore. It seemed to work, so when my MS started to rear its head in 2009, I tried to ignore it, too. Slowing down on runs? No problem. I'll just run harder. Trouble lifting my foot, which I now know was the beginning of foot drop. Probably an old ankle injury that I've been putting off addressing. I'll try barefoot running, since it doesn't require me to raise my toes or land on my heel. Difficulty going downstairs and downhill. I'll compensate by going sideways, or even backward. I think that perhaps my stubborn unwillingness to face my unknown malady was really denial brought on by fear. Until multiple sclerosis, I had never encountered anything that I couldn't overcome through sheer willpower and determination. The unknown and unbeatable was strange and terrifying to me, and when I tried to out-stubborn it at the beginning, it cost me time I could never get back. Maybe there's a fine line between being stubborn and strong-willed, and maybe a little stubbornness can be a good thing. But being stubborn to the point of denial, or my past technique of thinking, I can beat this, so I don't need to do anything until I get better, is not the answer. Not giving up, while maintaining a realistic yet optimistic view of the disease, just might be. During my military career, the heroes held up for us to aspire to were those who didn't give up in the face of adversity. They limped across the finish line. They kept going when the going seemed impossible. They might have actually been a little stubborn, but they didn't give up or deny their adversity. They endured it. I think those same kinds of people, the ones who endure the adversity of disease, are still my heroes. To read more columns from Benjamin Hoffmeister and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.